Jeffrey Zients says the foundation for agencies to use performance information to better manage their programs exists now. OMB's Deputy Director for Management and Chief Performance Officer tells Senate lawmakers Thursday that what's needed is a shift in how the government as a whole approaches this concept.
I think that historically, certainly the last 8 years or so, OMB's been more in the role of a compliance officer rather than a teacher or a facilitator or a hub of best practice sharing. And I think given how big this government is and how talented our federal workforce is and our manager ranks are, I think we need to move from compliance to teaching and sharing to really achieve what I think all of us agree, which is better use. So I think there's a transition for OMB, not to say that there isn't some role for reviewing and prodding, if you will, but I think that in order to create usefulness, we need to make that transition.
He says the Performance Improvement Council is at the center of that transition. The PIC is made up of senior agency officials responsible for performance management.
And we've asked that group to work on exactly the question that you asked, which is what do we do with PART? What do we do with GPRA? How do we integrate? How do we make this more usable? And I think that means we need to be more focused than we've been. There's too many metrics out there, so we have to figure out which metrics matter. We need to make sure that those metrics are actually outcomes-based metrics and not just process or input metrics. We need to make sure that there are good tracking systems for those and review systems for those and good education systems, because this is new. And we need to make sure that we're training and educating through the PIC in other bodies. So I think it needs to be a collaborative effort.
Zients says improving performance management also has to involve and impact budget decisions.
To show that the performance matters and that we're going to fund programs that work. We're either going to fix or not fund programs that don't.
To refocus government performance, Zients says he's hired Shelley Metzenbaum to help oversee this effort. Metzenbaum was a Clinton administration appointee at the Environmental Protection Agency, and she founded the Collins Center for Public Management at the University of Massachusetts. Metzenbaum will be OMB's Associate Director for Performance and Personnel Management. Zients says she will work closely with the Performance Improvement Council. The new performance framework is still under development, but Zients says agencies will find much familiar about it.
Shelley and I will be leading an effort to develop an improved federal performance management framework that aligns these high-priority performance goals with GPRA performance reporting and many of the program-level performance metrics that were developed as part of PART. Our government-wide performance measurement framework will be focused on outcomes, and it will allow comparisons across programs and agencies, and will also show trends across time. We will use new information technology to make this more feasible, less cumbersome to access, and most importantly, to meet our ultimate goal of more use across the government.
I caught up with Zients after the hearing about whether OMB will adopt a grading system and government-wide priorities similar to the Bush administration's approach.
We are working on what our priorities will be overall. I would leave open whether we're going to do scorecards of the nature that you're describing, mm-hmm. but absolutely as a management team, we're thinking through what are the areas that matter most across the government to improve the performance. What barriers do we need to remove? What tools can we provide? What training can we develop to improve performance?
The issue of use across the government will be a tough one to overcome. The Government Accountability Office issued a report at the hearing that shows there are pockets of good performance management, but not widespread adoption. Bernice Steinhardt is GAO's Director of Strategic Issues.
We found that while managers have a lot more information today than they did 10 years ago when we first started doing our surveys, there really hasn't been much progress over that period in the extent to which they use information to make decisions that could lead to better results.
Steinhardt says the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid is one of the most advanced agencies in using performance metrics. GAO says there are a number of reasons why CMS and other agencies are successful.
First and foremost is the visible commitment of leadership to using and communicating that performance information and performance itself matters. And second, having performance information that managers themselves find useful in doing their work. CMS actually turned out to be a good example of how these practices have made a difference. Between 2000 and 2007, the percentage of CMS managers who said that their top leadership demonstrated a strong commitment to achieving results went from 46 to 69%.
Steinhardt also suggests OMB takes some lessons learned from how agencies used the PART tool.
It was too broad, and it really would have benefited from a greater focus on priority areas, and I think that's what Jeff has outlined here as the tack that OMB is taking. I think that's a constructive and hopefully effective approach. Rather than trying to look at everything, I think PART assessed 1,000 programs. Focusing on priority areas should be very helpful. I think certainly consulting with Congress in that process would be very important, valuable. It was something that didn't work very well during the PART process, and we have an opportunity now to do better.
Training also is important because many agency managers don't understand how best to use performance information. Zine says training is one of the major factors in making performance management work.
All of this stuff, when you see the right metrics, you say, yeah, that's pretty obvious. But it's not a natural exercise, and we do need to sort of remind people of their geometry or teach their geometry. And once we do that, and we have lots of folks who are capable of teasing out these right metrics and coming up with the right systems to do that relentless pursuit and review that you described, I think it'll catch. We'll hit a tipping point. But we need to do some training and education to ensure that happens.
And Congress continues to have a strong interest in performance management. Senator Tom Carper, who held the hearing, says the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee will work with OMB on some legislative changes to how the government uses and collects performance data. On Capitol Hill, Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.